And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. You'll remember in our last thrilling episode. I don't think that's the right music.
Yeah, that is the same music. Oh.
Okay. You'll remember in our last thrilling episode. Last time, the music was a little more rousing.
That is the same music!
Okay. In our last thrilling episode, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, working for the Cable Weather Network, was given the assignment of producing a 1,000-cycle test tone using only his lungs. Will our hero make it? Will our hero keep up the steady tone at a steady pace for 17 hours before the station signs on? Will he make it? No. His best shot just wasn't good enough. And so our hero finds himself waking up in an unusual place, a hospital bed. In the chair next to him, a very official-looking gentleman wearing a Dartmouth Direct suit.
What about that line you always say?
Let's listen.
Hey, where am I?
You're in Our Lady of the Cumes Hospital, Frisbone.
Hospital?
Right.
Hey, I didn't know that Savannah had such neat hospitals.
You're not in Savannah anymore. This is northern New Hampshire, Frisbone.
New Hampshire? How the heck did I get in?
Well, you see, I bought your contract from the Cable Weather Network. As soon as I heard about you, I knew you were the guy for the job to cover the election.
You mean the election?
Right. There's an election.
Election?
And as soon as I knew that you covered the political scene for NBC,
Wait a minute. Now, you might have read my resume a little too fast.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what it says is...
You worked at NBC.
No, I listened to Don Imus on WNBC when I was in New York looking for a job.
Huh? You never worked with Jessica Savage?
Are you kidding?
Or Jane Pauley?
I should be so lucky. No, not even Tom Brokaw.
Well, with your extensive background, I mean, you must have some political savvy, right?
Well, I mean, I do know that in America, anybody can grow up to be president.
Well, we've more or less proven that, Frisbone. Now... Look, you gonna work for me or not?
I'm not working for Cable Weather Network anymore.
Fired, Frisbone.
Oh. I guess I'm your boy, then.
Good. Okay, now listen, I want to show you this map here.
Can you hold it closer?
Okay, how's that?
Closer.
Now, you see this county that borders on Quebec?
I can't see it.
Well, that's gonna be your territory, Frisbone, right here. We're gonna send you to the campaign headquarters of Rene Snowflake.
Maybe I need glasses.
He's been running as an independent. His platform calls for that county to secede from New Hampshire and join Quebec. No one really knows where he came from, but he's got a lot of support, especially from the Tobacco Growers Association.
Rene Snowflake. I think I've heard that name before.
The scene shifts now to election night. As Flash is stationed at Snowflake headquarters, 3 miles from the Quebec border, the air is heavy with cigarette smoke as our hero files his first report of the evening.
This is Flash Frisbone reporting from Snowflake headquarters. The latest totals here as the polls close on the West Coast. So independent Snowflake with 13,382, and independent John Anderson a close second, 13,381. Ronald Reagan has slightly over 11,000, but the last name on the board, I can't make it out because of all the cartons of cigarettes in front of the board. But I'll have those totals in my next report. So with 61% of the precincts reporting, it's a dead heat between Snowflake and Anderson. This is... This is Flash Frisbone reporting. Now back to the AM-FM voice of WGOP and WFLQ.
Hey, Chief, was that okay?
Yeah, but... Frisbone, try and find out who the other candidate is before your next cut-in. Your county's picking up national attention. NBC says they might take a feed soon.
Oh, you mean maybe I could get to talk to Jane Pauley?
Frisbone, I suppose if it was CBS, you'd want to talk to Wonder Woman.
Huh. Hey, that's a thought. Hey, wait just a minute, Chief.
Oh, don't call me Chief. What the heck's going on there, Frisbone?
I'm not sure. I'll go check.
Well, listen, I gotta check with Reagan headquarters. Get back to me, Frisbone. Get back to me.
Well, what's all the hubbub at Snowflake headquarters? And Are you sure that's the right music?
Das ist the right music!
Listen, if you're fooling me, if that's not the right music, I don't have to announce. It's in my contract.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tune in again next month for another Thrill-A-Minute episode of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. And don't forget to vote.
What about El Maglack?
The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan, exclusively for the Air Check Factory.